The next leader I wanted to speak about Midas HaBitochen. This is an argument in the Balei Musa if Bitochen is called a Mida or not. Some idea before we start the Mida. The Machlekes, if Bitochen is called a Mida or Bitochen is not called a Mida. Bitochen is a choshev zah. No shaila about it. A person has to be about bitochen. But a person has to be about bitochen. He has to believe in Hashem. And the zogim that to have to believe in Hashem, this is emuna. Choshev zah. Sure, it's a very choshev zah to have emuna by Hashem. But there's zog that does shaykh is to midas. Midas is emes, sheker, kas, all different bad midas that we're speaking about and we're going to speak about. But we're in Nemtzachon, you know, we said we're going to speak about different midas. We're in Nemtzachon that Bitochen is a midah. Was an afkamina if Bitochen is a midah or not. First, one afkamina if we could speak about it, we're going to speak about midas. But the second afkamina is that the difference that Bitochen is a midah, the fact that Bitochen is a midah, that one of the reasons that a person doesn't have Bitochen is because Hashem made a person b'teva ha'odom that I'm the one that could do it. If I don't take care of it, it's not taken care of. And if I will take care of it, it will be taken care of. And every person has it, we'll discuss, we'll see sometimes how different people behave. I could take care of it. I could do it. I could manage it. This is the Mida. The me. It's close to God. And this is what stops people to become Balei Bitochen. Not only because they don't believe. Not only because they don't believe. Because the Zich. Give you a muscle to understand that. Have a person here, someone sick in the family. First commentary is not about bitochen, you know. Pick up eyes to Hashem, ask Hashem to help you. It's not such about bitochen. He goes to Chveis, he has his rebbe he goes to. Oh, the rebbe gave a bracha, now he should have to be okay. Why? The rebbe talked to Hashem. Yeah, it's about bitochen. It is not about bitochen. The second before he went to his rebbe, he was sure the world was going to destroy. Not against the Munas Chachomim, don't get me wrong. But the pshat, he did something. His connections, you know, he gives a lot of money there. So he goes there, he will get a good aftachadah. So this can be tachad, it's him. Just instead of going to take medicine, he has his pulls, what he thinks that he has his pulls in, kivyachol, and he's using his pulls in his connection. It's not be tachad. I remember my son was very sick once, years ago. Mamish Chayin Shah, Mamish Sakana. So I came home, we came back and we got the results. We see, it doesn't look good. So my wife told me, look, so this coming now, you know, you start to go, you know, all the, you know, start to go around, you know. I said, if I don't hope to do it before, I'm not doing it now. I said, I go to two people, Dr. Chaim Kanievsky, the message, I have someone to ask, another person here from Yeshiva. I said, yes, I did my establish, I said, now I'm going to dive a little bit, I'm going to learn. Hashem doesn't want me to stop to learn, how to say, to go to the Kaisel, to make all the... He wants me to learn. The rest is not bitochen. I have to do. I don't trust Hashem. I have to do something. I'm not saying a person doesn't have to daven. Hashem gave the klat, you have to daven. You have to make kabbalah to change. The hainu, the chisson in bitochen, why I'm saying it's a midah is, a person could play bitochen, and again he's not about bitochen. This is the reason, the midah of the person. I could do. Sometimes, just when he sees he can do,
So he turns it to bitachon, but again it's him. Let me get a little bit of mevayah, the inyan from bitachon. The Chavis HaLevavis is magdim in the Akdome. The Chavis HaLevavis says that bitachon has two pluses. It says, well, first, Hashem says a person has to have bitachon by Hashem. It's a mitzvah, it's a psukim. And the Zagdi Chavis HaLevavis, the mile from the Baal bitachon is that he's never sad. Nothing bad could happen to him. He knows that everything is from Hashem. He tries to do what he tries to do. He finishes to try to do what he does. Zok the Baal Chavis HaLevavis, they had in the time of the Chavis HaLevavis a person, they called him Bala Achalimiyo. Chavis HaLevavis calls him as the person that took metal and turned it to gold. I don't know if it was alum or if it was real gold or it's fake gold. He just colored it, but it was a Bala Achalimiyo, as the Chavis HaLevavis calls him. And he was called the luckiest person in the world, because where he would go, he would take metal, he would close himself in a room, and he would come out gold. So the Chavis HaLevavis says, the Bala Bitochen is more lucky from this person. And he explains, this person, he needs his pot, he needs his dish. The Bala Bitochen, if he doesn't need a pot, if he doesn't need a dish. The Bala Achalimi is animal scared that the king will happen, this one will happen. This is the mile that the Chavis HaLevavis from the Bala Bitochen. The Bala Bitochen, for example, he needs a chavrusa. I'll explain in a second the problem of Bitochen. So the ishtadlis is, he goes to speak to someone. He goes to speak to that person and he has to speak about the chavrusa. He goes to speak to another person. He spoke to five people. More from enough, what he did. More from enough, he spoke to five people. Finish. Now he believes that if he has to find a chavrusa, he will find a chavrusa. And if he can't find a chavrusa, he will fight or not find a chavrusa. So he's not nervous. He's not nervous at the Chavis HaLevavis. These are the minus of the Bala Bitochen. But let me get to the Etzem HaBitochen. The Etzem, I think everyone that is sitting in this room believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't think there's one person here that doesn't believe. I hope. And all of us believe that if Hashem wants, He does what He wants. Everyone believes that. And if Hashem doesn't want, it doesn't happen. Lo shel Chavis HaLevavis, lo yekadem odom dovar she'omar le'achroi. A person in the world cannot make something to happen quicker if Hashem wants it to happen later. Ve'lo ye'acher odom dovar she'omar le'akdimoi. And no one could delay something that Hashem wants it to happen now. Ve'lo ye'un ra l'mi shelo yirotza she'ye'un alay ra. Everyone believes. And Be'etzim, this is Bitochen. This is Bitochen. So why not all of us are Bale Bitochen? What stops us to be a Bale Bitochen? What stops us to be the Bale Bitochen is Be'etzim, the question. And all of us have. But as a Musa give Ishtadlis, Chavis HaLevavis says a person will sit, there will be food on the table, and he will have bitachon that he will not be hungry. He will have bitachon that he will not be hungry. Because the Lord says, I'm promising you he will die. But he has bitachon that someone will come with a spoon and put it into his mouth. So he has to do ishtadlis. Then the guy doesn't have a chavrusa, he knows if he sits in his corner, he will not have a chavrusa to end his month. Not so sure, but Lama Zog. So he feels he has to go to try to organize himself a chavrusa. So now he doesn't know. So how much he has to go? He wants to get into the dorm, yeah? So he wants to know how much time he has to go to Rabban as ishtadlis, and how is not ishtadlis. You don't stay and have bitochen that you'll get into the dorm. If you don't go to Rabban, you'll not get into the dorm. So this Dr. Chavis HaLevavis is the nisoyon of bitochen. The Chavis HaLevavis, the tzaddikim, all of them are masbir that Hashem made it like that. Because if not, every person that's a little bit Yiddishkeit would not have no nisoyonis in Zeleb. There's no nisoyonis. It's like a person doesn't start to daven that his color of his hair will change. He doesn't daven, you know. It doesn't happen. This is what he has. Hashem gave him. It's finished. He's happy with that, you know. He doesn't start to count, you know, how much hair he has and how much the other person has. This is the Matthias. Yeah? A person doesn't try to help. Why I don't have a third eye in the back. This is what I have. A person will feel that this is what Hashem gave him, and it's good for him, and it's nice for him. So nothing will disturb him that. And when a person gets to that madrega, kimat, nothing in the life disturbs a person. Kimat. And it's the nicest, like Rebbe Salvobis, it's the nicest life. I heard from Adam Godel, that a person that doesn't work on bitachon has to know when he comes up to the shamayim, he thinks, "Sara, you know, I didn't go to vayim on bitachon. I skipped the vayim on bitachon." Hashem will tell him, every bacher has like a pile of yisurim, yeah. But this friend doesn't speak to him, and this roommate, and he's insulted here. You know, every teenager bacher, you know, has all this narishkeit, gepackt narishkeit. So, all of these things when you're about bitachon doesn't disturb you. It's nothing. Narishkeit. He says, all of this narishkeit are not called Yisurim, because it's your fault that he didn't work on bitachon. Now, in all of the Yisurim that a person could have prevented himself, sometimes a person thinks, I suffered in my life. You know, in yeshiva didn't go, the house doesn't go, my friends doesn't go. You hear these bullies every day, yeah? All of these bachim have to know, nothing is Yisurim. Nothing. Because Hashem tells you, if you would be the Baal B'tochen, this would not be Yisurim. If a person doesn't do what Hashem told him to do, and because of that is suffering, for example, a person will take a knife, will cut off his fingers. Yisurim Neiroim. Chaper Ala Averas. Then he remembers he has a couple more, he chops off the other hand. Baal Itza Ganeidem. Avad Anish. It's a Musik, a person comes to a Madrege, and his Misagif Atzmoy is Andoza. A person can't hurt himself to have Yisurim. Most of the Yisurim that we suffer, is what he told me. All of the Yisurim of the Heimtike Bachrim, he told me. So listen, I want to speak to him about my Yisurim demos. And this is the Musa he gave me. He told me, the main thing of the Yisurim, was the Averas. This is Averas to Hashem, that this disturbs you. This doesn't go off the Cheshvan. This adds to the Cheshvan of the Averas. That you didn't learn second Seder because you were thinking on the Yerem. And you didn't learn Manayit Seder because you were disturbed from that. You didn't have Yisurim. So bitachon is not only a plus, and a gishmak is that, but if you work on bitachon, we'll be lucky. A person that is not about bitachon. So how we start to work on bitachon? Well, it's a very hard thing, and there's a question, and a lot of times people will have these questions in their life, what yes and what not, and not every time you can answer. But we'll start. The first easy thing to work on bitachon is, it's possibly the easiest. A person has to get used to, when there's nothing what he could do, to have bitachon. Biskirov says, what was the taina on Yosef that he asked the Sarah Mashke? Rashi says he asked him twice. Kizochos chartani, tell the king I'm in jail. Pashtas, amur nishtadnes. He was sold to Mitzrayim, he's in a jail, he makes a favor to the one of the ministers, tells him, listen, tomorrow you're going out, please tell the king, it was a mistake, I'm not a Ghanan, I was here, I'm not a Ghanan, my father's young, give a village, let me out. Aleph von Ishtadlis. The way it's mashma is, Rashi says, that he asked twice, Zohot is Kareini, because that he stayed 2 more years in jail. 2 more years he stayed in jail, Chazal Zohot. The Asher Piyam Dibashov. The Mitzrim Aramoy, Asher Piyam Dibarshot. Look at the Buskerov, I'll tell you right in this Buskerov. Look at the Buskerov. Lo Yotzir, the Mitzrim Anat Shakronim, it's Mashma from Rashi, was not such a tiny name Yosef. What? Yosef Tzadikayo. Achmona Yitka Lono Schus of Yosef Tzadikayo. So why are you asking the Mitzrim to take you out? So you have Buskerov, Shadlis. But the Mitzrim is a Shakrim, it's not a Shadlis. The Buskerov, the Madrege from Yosef, it says, when a person drowns, he holds on to straw. Doesn't help. Say, in the gas rooms, So they found the people like in a pile. Everyone tried to go up, chop another shtickel of ear before you die. People before they die, they hold on to straw. They're drowning. You know that it doesn't help. Das ist nicht kein Bitoch. This is Chisol Bitoch. It's not a Shtadlis. To hold on to a straw is no Shachas to Shtadlis. Straw is not a Shtadlis. Yosef, du bist a Tzadik. He asked the Mitzri once. He asking the Shatim twice. Shtadlis fell to dein Bitoch. Das ist nicht kein Shtadlis. Das ist nicht kein Shtadlis. A person a lot of times in life doesn't have an eitzah what to do. Doesn't have an eitzah what to do. For example, he has to go somewhere for Shabbos, Ramazan. He misses the last ride. He misses it. He misses it. He doesn't know what to do. He missed the ride. He missed the flight. Is he shtadlis? There's no shtadlis. There's nothing more he can do with the chateva. There's nothing more he could do. Here the bitachon comes in. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happened to me. It's good that it happened to me. He's coming, something good will happen. He's coming, something good will happen. Person could have bitachon. Person is allowed to have bitachon. He has to trust bitachon. This is the koyach. Person has to have bitachon. The same famous meiser, the Alter in the Waldburg. The Waldburg was very into bitachon. One of the avoiders in the Waldburg was bitachon. Bitachon. It's a game. To have bitachon by Hashem. I heard from the daughter of the Alter in the Waldorf, a different mindset, I remember now. She told me, my great grandmother, she was a little kid. She was sitting with the Alter in the Waldorf together in the house. It was late by night and he was learning, and the candle finished. And he needed a candle to learn. But there was no candles. It was snowing outside. But he wanted to learn, it was a couple hours. He had a kayak to learn, he was not tired enough to go to sleep. And he needed to learn. So he told her, we need a candle. He put on his coat and told her, come, we need a candle. She told him to where? He said, we need a candle. They walked out the door, went three steps, and the person came over there, you're looking to buy candles? They bought a candle, went back in, and he learned. What's the pshat? This was his madrege b'shtad. The haynuk b'tochem. It's okay, no, so let the candle go fall into the window. No. He believed in Hashem, and he believed that he needs to do Ishtadlis. So he was in a level to go out the door, this is Ishtadlis. I need to be Ishtadlis. Maybe I'll find someone that sells a candle. Although you are there. The easy way to start to work on Bitochen is not, I'm saying, I want to get into Madrega that will realize every piece. But if you want really to become a Bal Bitochen, I'm telling you, it's such a lucky zach to be a Bal Bitochen. It's a givaldi, it's a gishmak. Nothing bad, you know, no one could disturb you. No one could do bad to you. You can't get upset. It's a ashiros. You start from the place that you can't. If you Bal Bitochen, you see it bechush. I'll tell you a little story of Bitoch. This Friday. You see the concert, everyone will see this mices with himself. This Friday, I had to go to Menachem Ovo. The mishpacha that I have at the Shaykh is too. I had to go to Shishi, I had to go to Bishu because of that. They live now in Beth El. No mishpacha, no. I had to go to Menachem Ovo. What? How to get to the El, you know, I was never there, you know. People on the way there. The kids said, so I called the taxi company. How much they charge to Beit El? 220 shekel each way. It's the right thing to do. I don't have the money. I have to do what is right. I know during the week it will disturb my learning to go, and I'm mechuyav to go a little bit in the beginning. Sure. I went in the morning. I'm going again. I'm thinking like, in how I'll get a taxi back. You know, I'll call Noah. Want to come to pick me up? You know, call a taxi, pick me up. To tell the taxi to stay, it costs a fortune. You know. So I'm going. It'll be all right. You know. I go in. Taxi comes. In the morning, you know, I'm davening the chilek before davening a little bit. You know, the shiva started to daven 7 o'clock. Yeah, the way he tells me, you know, how you get back. I said, yeah, I'll call a taxi. He said, you want me to take it back? I said, you're very happy to take it back, but you know, I can't afford to pay a couple hours of stay. It's not worth it for me. He told me, you know, if you stay there for 2 hours, so, and then anyway you pay a taxi back 220, so 440. It's worth for me to stay for 2 hours. But if you stay for 3 hours, you'll have to me a 50 shekel. I'm ready. I'm there. I'll try to leave in 2 hours. The kids are nice. I want to leave after 2 hours, and one of the people that said shiva just comes then. The kids, I have to stay for another hour. You know, relatively upset. I spent so much money. It's the right thing to do. Three hours. I'm about to leave. There's a problem there with food. Shabbos for kids. I'm call up. I ask someone to go. The kids said, no one stays with them. I have to stay for another hour. Kids are very thinking. You know. I get up. It's already 11:30. I get up to leave. I'm walking to Nachum Esrei. I leave the door and someone is coming over towards me. I'm telling you, I knew why he's coming over. I knew for sure. He's coming to tell me that he'll pay the taxi. And this is what happened. He came over and he told me, I saw the big mitzvah, I see the taxi here waiting, I know you don't have money. I'm paying for the taxi. Take the money, go back to Yerushalayim. But I knew when he walked over to me why he will walk over. I'm not such about bitachon that the whole time I knew that the money will give him back. I want to be there. I want to explain to you, the Baal Bitochen doesn't have to think, because I'm a shvacha person, so Hashem gave me a smile to mechazet me, because I wanted to speak this week on Bitochen. A real Baal Bitochen doesn't have to see the money coming in here. The real Baal Bitochen, Hashem will make that the 450 shekel that he had to pay for Echvei, something, one of his kids to be sick, Hashem took away. You don't have to see it. Shvacha Baal Emune, Amon Hashem gives a shtikl chizuk. Chaz v'shalom, I'll not be for shvach. Hashem gives me like a push to help me to see. A good person doesn't have to see it. But the Baal Bitochen has to know that there's no tzad that you lose listening to Hashem. Why I'm saying this example? This is again an easy example to think about Bitochen. You're doing something right. But you decided for sure that it's right. Have Bitochen, the Hainu. So what I'm asking you to have Bitochen. I'll explain to you what I'm asking you to have Bitochen. If you feel in the middle, oh, I'm upset that I'm losing money, you're not the Baal Bitochen. The Baal Bitochen is sitting there and its manage doesn't bother. And I put the side, it doesn't make a difference. You know, the people told me the taxi is waiting, rush. I said, no, it doesn't cost. Well, I said, the taxi doesn't charge. I thought it was worse, you know, it was a shekel, but I was not brave. Like, you know, the shiva told me, you know, the taxi is waiting outside. Like, you know, who is paying for this taxi? Like, everyone was wondering, you know, like, you're coming, his taxi is waiting outside for 5 hours, you know. What? So I said to him, Hashem, help them, we're not be a shaker in there. Yeah? I said, no, he doesn't charge. A friend of mine, he's not charging. A little bit, only the beginning of that, but the extra hours is not charging. Work in Bitochen. I'm doing the right thing, I will not lose. Bitochen doesn't say, oh, I'm waiting to see the money will come. If you have the Bitochen, Hashem will make you to feel the Bitochen. The famous Maisa in the Alter Min Avada, but I wanted to say it later. The ultimate of Valdek was going in the train station. He was walking back and forth. He didn't have money. He wanted to go to collect money for the yeshiva. He didn't have money. He was walking back and forth. And the person came to the train station and he asked the Alter, what are you doing here? So the Alter said, I have to go to collect money for the yeshiva. So he told us, why are you going on the train? He said, I don't have money for the ticket. So he told the artist, why I came to the trade station? He said, I'm a chuyuf to go to collect money. My status is to go to the trade. More from that, I know Hashem, I did what I could. So I came to the train station. The guy looked at him, no, no. The kids said, everyone goes in, the train is full, and they, you know, they beep, once, two, three, you know, the old days with a big flag going back and forth. The kids said, they're about to close, the guy sees the altar going as a nebach. The kids, he has rachmonis on the altar, he pulls him in, pays for him, and tells the altar, okay, I want to speak to you now. The man said, you see, you waited, the money never came. No, says, tell him. The altar tells him, I don't know, I'm in the train. I went to take the train, I'm in the train. Yeah, Hashem took me to the place. This is bitach. So, if we want to get, everyone, I want to tell you, the Chiv Salvador says it, is not a bottle that is sitting here that cannot have bitach. There's not one. There's not one person in the world that if he doesn't want to see bitachon, he will see it bechush. Just for bitachon, you have to open your eyes. I'll tell you, in the way here, I got stuck. I wanted to start bitachon for something else, and I didn't manage to look it inside. This reason I didn't say it. I wanted to look and say it for something. I was in the way here. I'll tell you, I got from a Choshev Rav yesterday afternoon, Sforim, that I have to deliver them today to America. I have to deliver it today. It's a hefsid of a lot of money from this firm don't get it to America today. But it has to be sent by person, not by mail, because it spoils the whole... The mamish has to have hundreds of thousands of dollars for this firm. So he left it in my house yesterday, 11 o'clock by night. I took it today to Yeshiva. So I'm not trying to go around to ask. I asked one doctor if he could tell me if someone's going to America. He would try it. I looked a little bit, you know. I'm not a mailman, you know. I'm a chesed, I'm asking him, I'll try. I couldn't find no one. What did this guy to learn? Finish, you know. But it's done, I looked a little bit. And when I was walking down from this medrash, I want to go up 6 o'clock. Everything is mechugad. I want to leave 6 o'clock this morning. For half an hour to think about bitachon before. I go to the workshop or something. I had to speak to him. It took me 15 minutes. And I was thinking, I'm rushing now. I spoke until 6:20. I'm going down to 6:20. I bump into a younger man. I know him for 10, 11 years maybe. More, 15 years, 16 years. Yesterday, he told me this in Geman, I didn't forget about it, that, no, I'm going to America for 3 weeks. I told him yesterday, so why are you telling me? He said, I don't know, I'm telling you. I even didn't remember, you know. It's like, where are you going? You know, Chayim Lashon, I have to go. Why are you going? I have to go for private reasons. So I said, so why are you telling me? No. I forgot even that he told me that. I'm walking, I'm bumping in, I'm walking down the steps, you know, the side of this medrash. I'm physically, I'm mistaken, I bump into him. I was like, you going tonight to America? He said, yeah. He said, you can take from me this form, and please, you know, Choshev Zaf, you could call up and deliver it, FedEx to the prison. I'm so happy to do that. So we went there, and I gave him this form. So the pshat is, I could both decide that this person will take it. Yesterday, he told this person, the second, to tell me this message, for no reason. No reason. I know him, I've spoken to that time before, maybe. I don't have nothing to do with it. Yeah? And he's not a person that talks. Kadosh Baruch Hu will make me to leave late to Bismedrash. Exactly. You know, a minute before I will not see him. A minute after I will not see him. Kadosh Baruch Hu exactly puts you together. This is the way Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, it happens the whole time. If a person opens his eyes and he feels that, so everything happens like that. Everything happens like that. I sometimes bad things happen to me, like to all of us. I come home, I tell my Rebbetzin, you know, this very bad thing happened to me today. This very bad thing happened to me. But I want you to remember it, because I'm sure one time in our life we'll see how it's good. So remember this bad thing. It's a half of the story. Sometimes I call my kids in the house and I tell them, listen, I want to tell you a half of the story. And I tell them like a very bad thing that is happening. They say, what is the other half? I say, maybe in 20 years. Maybe in 20 years? Maybe in 30 years? I know it's a good, the end is a good story. And nothing bad can happen to me. Everything what happens to me is stories. I'm living in a big story. Nothing bad happens. Nothing bad happens. But I'm saying, this is the emunah that we'll have to work on. I'm saying, the side of this vitamin is avoid the masses. Not only. We have a Maseret from Chazal, it's not the time to show now, that the way to work on Bitochen is to take stories that happen and then to work on it. I'll explain later. It's in Furush Chazal, this is the way to avoid Bitochen. But what is the avoid the Maseret if we want to start to work on Bitochen? Again, a person will say, this week I have Bitochen, this is gone. So it's not the Maseret. But the way to start is, a person will try once a day. I know it's hard. Once a day, when he gets upset about something that happens to him, to believe it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in the end I will find out that it's good. The famous Maaseh, they say over, that you know when the Yidden were running away from Germany, they're running to Australia. So they're going on a boat. There was a big storm. And the guy in charge of the boat there decided that the boat could drown. He took all the packages from the Yidden, everything, and he threw it to the water. Everything. And the Yidden was so upset. There's nothing left. They ran away from their houses and they left with nothing. He was so upset. Okay? They cried. The war finished. Year later, when they opened, you know, the museums in the Germany army, they found out that the German army was sent planes to bomb the boats. They were running away from the war. And they sent planes to bomb this boat. And mamish, before they bombed it, you know, they have this boat that go under the water, they found all these things that are coming from this boat. And they pick it up to see what it is. And they saw a lot of papers are written in Germany. So they said, there's a lot of Germany people inside the boat. It's not worth it to put down this boat. And this boat was saved. So it took these people 60 years, 50 years to know that throwing away the suitcases, this is the way Hashem wanted to save them. Even though he has different ways, we'll explain later. This is the way Hashem chose to save them. So it was bad and happened good. So they could have cried for 50 years, and they couldn't know, Hashem did good for me. Hashem did good for me. So the Chochmah is the easy bitachon. I want to get the starke bitachon is that a person will manage sometimes to sit and to wait that something will come to him. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said when he was sitting with the Talmidim that if a person will have a bitachon that something good will happen to him, it will happen. And the Bacha asked him, Afazei Vait. So he said, if a person is put down in Madregis or Adam, this nice. If a person will believe that he will have a gold watch, so Hashem will send him a gold watch. So the Talmud said, doesn't make sense. So Rabbi Yisrael said, I believe that I will have a gold watch. I believe, he said a couple of times, I believe that I will have a gold watch. He finished to say it, and there was a knock on the door. And was a, in the army they came, they had, you know, they had these soldiers that died. You know, the Russian soldiers that he died in the hospital. So it was the nun that was in charge there, and he said that the soldier had a gold watch. And you know, before he died, they called me over, you know, for the vidui, and I asked him what is his last wish. And he said, I have a watch, I want it to be given to the Rabbina of the city. So this is his last will. So here's the watch he asked to give to the Rabbina. Madregas Adam brings down this mice. I want that all of you in this room have to know it's not hard to get it. I'm telling you, it's not a hard thing. You could see it, it's not, it's mamish, you see it b'chush. You don't have to be a Talmid Chacham, you don't have to be a Tzadik, you have to have bitach. But if you want to get to that, I want that we'll start this week. And the person has to find when something bad happens to you. Something bad happens to you, to believe it's in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not to yell back, not to get upset. It's in the Rebbeinu Hashem. Hashem means Hashem loves me. He means my good. Hashem loves me. A kid gets a patch from the father. He means bad. He means good. But he loves us, Hashem. Vomim atem laHashem alekeichem. Vomim atem laHashem alekeichem. He loves me. You feel something bad happen to you? It's from Hashem. And to work on it. It's good. Hashem means my good. Why? I don't know. Hashem means my good. If you can't figure out why Hashem means you good, come over to me. I will help you. I want at least a couple times during this week. Again, bitachon doesn't come without working. You have to understand. But it's so quick. Koroiv eilecho adovo me'oid. Koroiv eilecho adovo me'oid. So if a person wants, at the same time, during these weeks, I know everyone is holding in different places, but if, say, the Musa, Talim Chavetz Alvavetz Shara Bitochen, they have today with Levon, I don't know how they call it, Lev Toiv, because I'm Hebrew a little bit, it's easier. So if these weeks they're working on Bitochen, Talim Shara Chavetz, it will help you. And I'm saying again, you become so rich, in the Vashem Chavetz Alvavetz, if you have Bitochen, Tzuch Lo Ye'umen Ki Yesud.